This is a podcast from creativeradio.com. A good voice for radio. 20 years ago, a good voice for radio would speak with received pronunciation. Here's what Wiki has to say about RP.
Traditionally, received pronunciation was the everyday speech in the families of Southern English persons whose menfolk had been educated at great public boarding schools, and which conveyed no information about that speaker's region of origin prior to attending the school.
So if you spoke posh, you could get a job reading the shipping forecasts on the BBC.
Now that did start to change as long ago as the Second World War, when regional accents were used on the radio to distinguish between the German broadcasts, which often used announcers who spoke RP.
Germany calling.
The British Ministry of Misinformation has been conducting a systematic campaign of frightening British women and girls about the danger of being injured by splinters from German bombs.
So, right here, right now, what makes a good voice for radio? It's more about clarity and intelligibility, and much less about accent and pronunciation. My favourite example of that would be Jonathan Ross, who has a terrible voice, complete with slight stutter and speech impediment, but is considered one of the best broadcasters in the UK.
He's flown all the way from Los Angeles to be with us tonight. It is, of course, I don't see the appeal myself, but I believe he has fans. Russell Brand, ladies and gentlemen. There he is.
So, what makes Woss so successful? Well, he has a natural ability to present himself in a clear and concise way. He is sharp and quick-witted. He is natural and relaxed. But when it comes to voiceover work, the regional accent has made some inroads, but a variation of RP still rules. Voiceover work is more about acting and finding your own voice, which is what radio broadcasting is about. Think of radio broadcasting as you, your voice, but just a bit more confident and expressive. I say a bit more. It's very easy to go too far and sound like an excited children's TV presenter, or to cover your nerves up and end up sounding dull and monotone. The voice workout. Here are four things you should do for a better sounding voice. 1. Sit up, raise your diaphragm, the muscle bit under your lungs, or you can stand. 2. Breathe. Nerves will have you gasping for breath. Take a breath. Do not be afraid of the silence that you create to breathe. 3. Smile. Not like a Cheshire cat, but some facial expression will change your delivery and help you to stop flatlining and sounding boring. 4. You. Be yourself. Try to relax and don't forget to think and understand what you are reading. 3 words ahead. Hard to do, but if you can, read 3 words ahead while speaking 3 words behind. For example, the cat sat on the mat. Whilst you're speaking the words the cat, you're reading in your mind on the mat. This has advantages in that you know what you'll be reading out loud next. The disadvantage is that you can see ahead of you a difficult word, and in a split second, your brain will say to yourself, "You're gonna mess this word up." And of course you do. Finally, listen to yourself, and also have someone listen to you. A good mentor will listen to your performance and be able to point out mannerisms, lack of clarity, and of course, where you succeed in communicating your thoughts and ideas with clarity and intelligibility. This has been a podcast from creativeradio.com. Find out more about media training at creativeradio.com. Thanks for listening.